You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And it's that time of year again when we get to have Theater by the Sea with us. Amy Turner is here. She is the producing artistic director of the theater. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. It's always really fun to be here.
It is so good to see you. It means that summertime is finally here. The weather has turned, and we are going to be in position for a great season at Theater by the Sea. And she has brought a special guest with her. I'd like you to say hello to Lisa Ewan. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's quite an honor.
It's great to have you here. And Amy, you want to tell us a little bit about Lisa, or should we have Lisa do that?
Oh, I think Lisa can introduce herself, but I will just say we are thrilled. She's actually returning to us from 2 years ago with a wealth of experience. So, Lisa, introduce yourself, dear.
My name is Lisa Ewan, and I will be playing Marcy Park in Putnam County Spelling Bee. And I am also a choreographer. And I come with a wealth of information about the show because I was in the original Broadway company, and I also was in the original off-Broadway company.
So you're the choreographer, you're the star, and you've been in the Broadway show and the off-Broadway show, and you look like you're only 18. How did you do all that?
At a very young age.
At a very young age.
But I'm also not the star. Everybody in the show
Is it kind of equal? It's
very equal, and everybody is a star in the show. Everybody's so fabulous.
You're going to be the star to me when I see it, and I look forward to seeing it. Coming up this Friday night will be the opening night, although you have previews on Wednesday, correct?
That's right. Yep. We're moving into the theater as we speak, and we're really excited. The beauty of this show, one of the things that's most fun, is not only that it's this great group of characters and really truly an ensemble piece, but it's very interactive with the audience. So we're thrilled to be able to put it in front of an audience this week and encourage everybody to come out, because everyone's a star in this show.
There you go. And the official title is actually the 25th annual
Putnam County Spelling Bee.
All right. For those of you that want to check it out and get a little bit more information about it, Theater by the Sea is starting this season off with this show. And this year, Amy, you're doing a little bit something different. You have the same schedule as far as four musicals, like you've had for the last 3 years. But at the end of the season, you're doing something a little unique, too. We should just give them a little glimpse of that.
Yeah, we are producing the first play that we've had since it reopened. That's going to be for 2 weeks in September. At the end of the season, it's a hysterically funny, very fast-paced, for people who like musicals, it's their kind of play. But for our friends and our fans that have said, you know, when are you going to do a play? This is it. It's called The 39 Steps. It's another Tony Award winner, multiple Tony Award winners for our season. And we're really excited. It's going to be a blast.
And for our audience is always excited about Theater by the Sea, because we get to hear Amy like five times through the season. And for each show, and she has in the past brought someone from every show along, and Lisa is here today with Spelling Bee, so we'll find out all about that in a few moments. But tell us about this opening piece of music we're going to hear.
You know, it's the opening number, and it sort of is an introduction for all of the characters to the audience. The song is conveniently called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Here we go.
Miss Peretti, please spell syzygy.
S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. Syzygy?
We have a winner!
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning, although I know it isn't so.
But it's a very nice, very, very nice,
very, very, very nice, very nice beginning.
Our winner here last year, Chip Tolentino. Miss Brady! And our youngest competitor, Logan Schwartz and Grubinier.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Game, the I'll stand when they announce my name.
Leaf Coney Bear.
And try and keep from shaking.
Alas, if shaking will not pass.
Cause it's a very big, very fraught, simple, but it's not. It's a very big undertaking.
Returning after last season's tragic setback, William Barfy.
It's pronounced Barfay. There's an accent ague.
I'm not sure who this girl is.
Marcy Park, recent transfer.
Winner's destination, Washington, D.C.
Plasma TV in a fancy hotel, where they treat you well, all because you love to spell.
Memory. If you win the spelling bee, one's life improves from A to Z. The minute you are crowned here, I see a trophy held by me. And when I won, did I swell? Oh, the stories I could tell. But braggarts don't do well around here.
Hi, I'm Olive Ostrovsky. Do you know where I check in?
Shut up! At the 25th annual, we've memorized the manual
about how to spell these words, words that require thought. People think we're automatons, but that is exactly what we're not.
We hear the word, we breathe,
we wait.
Unlike idiots, we ideate.
To ideate is to form an image or idea, to think.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee,
we feel no animosity, and yet our heads are spinning.
We are the slightest bit bizarre.
Cow.
We shall make a solemn vow to concentrate on winning.
We concentrate on winning. At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, we speak so damn convincingly.
They're nervous, but they're grinning.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and all those spelling words I don't know half the words that are going to be in this thing, I'm sure, because they're going
to
be tough.
They're pretty intense in a real bee. I have to say, we actually looked up for the playbill, the winning words since the first official spelling bee. And these kids are pretty smart.
That's
scary. I mean, there are ways that you study, but it's kind of exciting, and it's part of the drama. Like, that's sort of obvious, but the drama of the bee is what it's all about, and sort of that experience and the anxiety and the pride and the joy and the fear and really right. All of that.
All of those things together. Lisa, coming back to Theater by the Sea, this is going to be your second year?
Yes.
Second year. What kind of things keep you busy the rest of the year?
I do other shows in the Boston area. I did, they recently filmed Body of Proof in Rhode Island, so
correct.
I did an episode on there.
Oh, great.
I did a production of Spelling Bee actually in Boston recently. That was really fun.
Okay. So are you a New England person?
I am, yes. I live in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Brookline, Massachusetts. All right. That's not too far away from us.
You know, Mike, Lisa has this really great eclectic career that really does cover film and television and theater.
Mm.
I have to throw her under the bus just a little bit.
All right.
So when I was working at Theater by Sea, I was also playing Rachel, the nanny, on All My Children, which now announced that after 40 years, it's going off the air.
Figures, right?
I know, heartbreaking.
And Body of Proof doesn't have a good future either.
They do, but unfortunately for Rhode Island, doesn't have a good future. The show, everybody who worked on the show was hoping that it would have another year, and it is going to have another year, but because it's been doing so well, they're going to move everything to L.A.
Oh, I had thought that I saw it on the list of the potential cancellations. Well, that's good news. At least the show will continue.
All right. Maybe they'll bring you back.
Maybe they'll fly
character.
Me to L.A.
That's where you belong, and not that we don't want you here with us.
She can come back. It's just a couple weeks
right?
in the summer, right?
That's right. That's right. Other people have done it. We've talked about in the past about famous people that have been at Theater by the Sea many, many times.
Yeah.
Along with Lisa, there's been some others known, like Jackie Gleason and Art Carney and Marlon Brando.
Oh, my
Brando
gosh. Absolutely.
Well, that was nice of you to include my name in that list.
Yeah.
Thank you,
you're right up there with Carol Channing, Shelley Winters.
Right.
The list goes on and on.
Last year, Katie Huffman.
That's right.
So anyway, we get back to Spelling Bee, and if you're interested in Theater by the Sea's season, is it too late to get season tickets?
No, it's not. And in fact, if you want to come down and see Spelling Bee, we have a new program this year where you can turn back in your Spelling Bee ticket and come and join us for the rest of the season. Obviously, it's part of the subscription package,
okay.
So you get that credited towards your subscription. So if you're hesitant at all, it's a great show to come down and check out Theater by the Sea. If you've never been there, it's really the perfect show to put in that space.
Now, when she says see Theater by the Sea, it's a destination in itself. It has the beautiful gardens that are there. It has a great bistro that's right next door, attached to the facility, kind of, by way of the Arborway. And you can see all the beautiful plants and flowers, and it's really a great spot to go for a little dinner, a little either pre-dinner or after-dinner or both, and some beverages available.
Yep.
And it's not also too late to put their name down in permanent stone, right? Can they do that?
Yeah, the brick walkway that was put into what we call the gazebo garden area. We put in the second year of bricks, went in April, and we had a little whoop-de-doo for those folks. And it's going to be an annual event.
Annual
so
event.
At any point, you can inscribe a brick, which has been a great fun, I think, for so many of our patrons. And whether it's sort of a memory or it's a celebration or it's just a declaration of how much they love the experience, it's been really successful. Yeah.
Great. And when she says you can inscribe a brick, you don't have to bring a chisel. They'll do that for you. But at least you'll get your name there. All right, let's get back to Spelling Bee. And Lisa, why don't you tell us about this this next song that's called The Rules. Where does that come up, and what is that? Just what it sounds like? Explaining the thing?
Exactly. It's The Rules. It's actually the song they recently played for one of the Howard Scripps Spelling Bee, the official Spelling Bee. And they played it because it basically tells the rules exactly how it should be in our musical version and in a real script Spelling Bee. It also just exemplifies kind of all the things that are running in the kids' minds and also the moderators' minds on how they need to compete and win.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll listen to the rules.
Now for the official Spelling Bee rules. A speller.
A speller.
May ask questions.
May ask questions.
About the word's pronunciation or definition.
Definition.
Its use in a sentence.
In a sentence.
And its language of origin.
Language of origin.
If you start to spell a word, you may start over.
But the sequences of letters already spoken may not be changed.
Whoa. If you misspell a word.
Misspell a word.
We will ring the bell. And the comfort counselor.
Mitch Mahoney.
Mitch Mahoney.
We'll escort you off stage.
Is that understood, spellers?
Yes.
Before anyone is disqualified. And before proceedings turn snide. And contestants turn nasty. I soberly confide in the moment before the bee claims its first catastrophe. I love what I see. Kids acting innocently. It's my favorite moment of the
Lisa, I have a question for you. You mentioned the kids as they were spelling. Now, let me get this straight. Although you are very young, I wouldn't call you a kid, and you're one of the people that will actually be spelling, right?
Yes.
So these are kids' roles played by adults? Or
exactly.
Okay.
There is kind of a suspended reality, and it helps tell the humor, because even though every speller is very specific in their personalities, everybody in the audience can relate to these people. So I think it's fun for adults to see adults reliving their childhood, mm-hmm. As actors and also as audience members saying, oh, I see myself in Marcy, I see myself in right. Olive. So that's why we have this suspended reality.
That might have been the correct statement anyways, relive themselves as their kids, because
yes.
That could happen too. As Amy knows, you can see your kids doing things that you did, right?
Yes, and let's be real, it's much easier to laugh at adults pretending to be kids than it is to actually laugh
right.
at these sweet kids.
Right, yeah.
You know, so it serves the purpose because it's a very sweet and touching show, but it is a very funny show as well. Mm-hmm. And this way we can encourage the audience to laugh at these characters in a way that might be slightly inappropriate if they were actually 12.
Right. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Would not be a good thing. We touched on it in the last segment where we talked about the season tickets. And if you're interested in getting tickets, you can do that by going to the website, which is great. You can order tickets online. Right?
You can.
Mm-hmm. And that website is?
TheaterByTheSea.com.
TheaterByTheSea.com.
How easy.
Very easy to do. Or you can call.
Yeah, the box office number is 401-782-TKTS, which is 8587. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
And you can even walk up and buy tickets.
Oh, if you're down for a drive along the Matunuck coastline, please stop by.
Go for a swim and buy tickets.
There yes, you go. Absolutely.
And this would be a great thing. The dates that this show is running.
We open Friday, June 3rd, and run through the 19th. But we do have the three preview performances on Wednesday and Thursday, the 1st and the 2nd.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, if you were wondering what to do, because one of the most difficult buying decisions that people make is Father's Day. They don't know what to get their dads. So wouldn't this make a great pre-Father's Day gift? You buy the tickets. You say, this is going to be how we celebrate. Even if it's not on June 19th, which is Father's Day, use
yep.
them before that. But you can have a little celebration. It'd be a great dad gift, right?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Sounds like a plan. So get the dads out and bring them down to Spelling Bee. We have one more song to fit in before we take our first break and tell us about this one?
My friend, the dictionary. I think one of the things that I love about this show is all of the different characters. As Lisa was sort of alluding to, there's something for everybody. And this young lady, Olive, I think speaks for a lot of them, but it's very personal to her that she turns to the dictionary for comfort as a friend in her life.
All right, we'll listen to this, then take a short break and be back with more of Amy and Lisa.
Miss Ostrovsky, your word is boanthropy.
Oh, wait, one second, please. Ma'am, could you not sit in that seat? I saved a chair for my dad in the fourth row on the aisle. And it may take him a while, but when he gets here, that's his chair. 'Cause my mother's in an ashram in India. I saved a chair for her too, but it's merely symbolic. As daily she washes herself in the Ganges. And I live in a house where there's an oversized dictionary that I read as a girl on the toilet. I love my dictionary, and I love the indented border. Every word's in alphabetical order. Ergo, lost things always can be found. And I wrap my head around the fact that in one book is the entire language of our species, which is a favorite term of Nietzsche's, who's the great-grandfather of Christina Ricci's. Yes, I joke, but the words in the dictionary are the friends that I'll have forever, more than the friends I have made in school.
She's such a lovely girl with a lovely little voice.
And I've heard that she's pro-choice, though still a virgin.
And she talks into her hand and often uses technique.
What you do not understand is once I say it, then I've said it.
And so much to her credit, she talks into her hand and turns aside.
So I will not make a mistake and be disqualified. Boanthropy. B-O-A-N-T-H-R-O-P-Y, boanthropy?
That is correct.
My friend, the dictionary, is a very reliable friend.
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino and very pleased to be sitting in the studio with two beautiful ladies, Amy Turner.
Wow.
And Lisa Ewan is here, and they are representing Theater by the Spee Theater by the Spee. See, now that's a combination of Spelling Bee and Theater by the
Sea.
That's
right.
So I think I'm leaving that in.
Fantastic.
Theater by the Spee.
I think you've invented a new word.
A new word, but I was trying to get to ahead of time, Spelling Bee, which is the production they're going to be doing. And we have been listening to not Theater by the Sea people singing the first segment that we did, and we're going to continue not listening to Theater by the Sea people. So let's tell everybody who we were listening to.
Well, this is the original Broadway cast recording, which is usually what we do bring in. But I'm going to ask Lisa to just tell us a little bit about some of the characters, because bringing all of these, the actors that originated this brought so much to it. And it's sort of an interesting actor's challenge.
It is. And Amy's done a great job getting together a group of first and foremost actors, because they have to understand the heart of the story. And they have to be comedians because the script is so crazily funny.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just to mention by that, the script did win a Tony for best script the year it was nominated. Rachel Shenkin labored over every word in that script and the order of the word choices. It's just remarkable. And even down to the words and their definitions and sentences. But so again, the actors have to be really good actors and singers. And oh, I didn't say singers, but singers, they have to be great singers too. So Amy's done a really good job getting together a cast of people who understood these characters and how to tell the story. And the next song coming up is called I'm Not That Smart. And that was originally sung by Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who originated the role of Coney Bear, who you might know. He is nominated or recently nominated for a Emmy Award for his role on Modern Family.
Oh, so yeah, more tie-ins.
Exactly. And it's big shoes to fill. And that's kind of the brilliance of taking an original piece. I have to say, I agree. I think it's very well crafted, you know, just to use the speak on it. But they originally had assembled this group of actors, and that's really what has to happen, is everybody has to commit themselves to the characters. And then we get the luxury of sort of translating all of that and reinventing it and making it fresh and new.
All right. Sounds like one of my favorite songs. I'm Not That Smart.
I'm not that smart. My siblings have been telling me that for years, that I'm not smart. We're schooled at home, they see who's bright. It breaks my heart. I'm not that smart. Guess what? You know what? Guess what? I have a gentle personality, which you'll all agree is anathema to my more aggressive family. Everyone keeps swatting.
Dumb kid.
Everyone keeps yelling.
Dumb kid!
How could a flea such as me think he'd be good at spelling? How? I don't know. I like my hair. Really, it is pleasant to the touch. I toss my hair a bit too much. It doesn't move, it simply sits. I make a part, I'm not that smart. Da, 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 da. Forgot the word.
A coochie.
Oh yeah, a coochie. The rodent resembling the other rodent. What was it? A C O U C H I. A coochie.
That is correct.
I might be smart. My siblings can't believe that I got it right. But I got it right, right? I didn't cheat. I saw this light and it was neat. I like to laugh, I like to spell, I like to never hear the bell. And if this competition's hell, at least I'm finally a part. I feel my heart begin to swell. I like nip with the pop. I love to spell.
All right, and we're talking about Lisa returning to the stage here at Theater by the Sea and being one of the cast members. And I guess I'm not really clear. How many cast members are there?
Well, that's a good question. There are actually 9 official cast members. There are 7 spellers. There are 6 spellers, and there are 3 adults that moderate. Mm-hmm. But the cast is augmented every night with 4 guest spellers.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we have 4 additional cast members who come from the audience.
So they just get plucked out of the audience and...
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we certainly look for volunteers, people that are interested in participating.
Right, you're not going to force anyone to do it, obviously.
No, not unless we have to.
No, not at all. Scare anybody away now.
No, but it's a lot of fun. People love it, and it's so interactive. And historically, the show has really succeeded to a great extent by interacting with the audience. And they're a very integral part of the show.
Yeah, the 4 spellers really create a scene of a real spelling bee. And it's fun because the audience really roots for those people.
Sure.
And as someone who's been with the show for so long with my history, my husband has seen the show 10 times. So even if you've seen the show lots, he loves it. And mainly because you get to see these volunteers and how funny that their participation is. Mm-hmm. And also even when we've been doing rehearsals for the show, it's been so fun to see the additions that Amy has made as far as making it very Rhode Island. So there's a lot of jokes about Rhode Island and that are just personal to you.
Mm-hmm. Great. And Amy is directing this, which I don't think we mentioned.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's right. So you are directing as well as your role as producing artistic director for the theater. So let's see. We're going to a song now that I have a vision of what this might be.
What's your vision?
My vision is like when somebody asks me how old I am, I start banging my hoof on the pavement. And, like I'm counting. It says the name of the song is Magic Foot.
It's not too far off in a way. Well, again, we go back to these characters and how they manage to get through the bee itself. And there is one character, and he's somewhat famous for his approach, and that is that he writes the word on the floor with his foot so that he can visualize it before you say it.
Okay.
And so this is his big moment of win or lose, I guess.
Okay, Magic Foot.
Now watch this technique. He spells the word on the floor with his foot before speaking it aloud.
A magic foot. Take me to the final round. A magic foot, I barely lifted off the ground. A magic foot, I do it without making a sound. A magic foot, write the letter. A magic foot. Write the perfect letter, a magic foot. It's an alphabet, a way to spell. Okay, let's see what we got here, foot. H-A-S-E-N. Posse. A P-S-E-F-F. Terrific when I make a word with my foot. Magic foot!
Magic foot! Magic foot! Magic foot! Magic foot!
A magic foot! Don't go kaput! Foot!
A magic
foot! Write the goddamn letter down!
Magic foot!
It's an alphabet way to spell.
Magic foot.
Magic foot.
alphabet away.
Our next song is The Prayer for the Comfort Counselor,
mm-hmm.
and it's sung by Mitch Mahoney. And as Amy's talked about earlier, there are three real adult characters. And
adults playing adults.
Adults playing adults. But the reoccurring theme that even the adults playing adults is the whole stage is full of misfits. So Mitch Mahoney is our outsider from Putnam County because basically he's been sent to the Bee to be our comfort counselor when people get out. And he is there because he has a criminal record and he is there to serve his community service time.
Aha.
Comforting the children as they get, you know, expelled from the Bee. When they get a word wrong, it's his job to
say things will be okay.
Give him a juice box and a hug. And
life will go on.
Life will go on.
All right. We're going to listen to prayer, then take another short break, and we'll be back with more of, what did we call it? The Lisa and Amy Show.
Cha-cha-cha.
I'm sorry, you missed the silent cue.
My friend, you will be missed. But now go with dignity. This ends, but first on our list, you can go with pride. You've been the best looking dude we've had all day. You're a real smart dude as well. Now go home and spell. Give your squeeze some affection. Come on, make a connection.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with Amy and Lisa. We are talking about Spelling Bee, the first production, musical production of Theater by the Sea's season. And it is going to be starting, premiering on Wednesday night. The first opening night is really Friday night.
Right.
So get your tickets, get out, and see Theater by the Sea. This sounds like it's going to be a great, great show. And Lisa, this next song is called Six Languages. And this is, as I understand, one of your songs, right?
Yes, it's sung by Marcy Park. And Marcy Park is a character that everybody can relate to because either you are Marcy Park or you know people are Marcy Park. And Marcy is the quintessential overachiever. She can speak six languages and she is out to win the Bee. She's out to do everything. She can do musical things. She could, you know, sing and dance, and she's also extremely, extremely smart. So, but
so
behind
far it sounds
that,
like typecasting.
It's yes, perfect. It is. She does fall a little bit into the Asian stereotype, which is nice to walk on stage and have already people think that about me, which is great because in real life I'm kind of not that way, but it's good to act that way on stage. But the great thing about Marcy is that you really get to see inside through this song and through also her scene work that what it's like to live as an overachiever, mm-hmm. and especially when you're only 12 years old.
Wow, mm-hmm. okay. And did you have something to add, Amy? I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, no. Lisa said it very well. I mean, she really does understand the character. But, it is always harder to look at, it's harder to look at yourself than at others. And so mm-hmm. we can see really how everybody tries so hard to do what they feel is right. And when you want to win something, you really, really want to win it. And the interesting thing about the whole spelling bee as a metaphor for life is it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it is luck. You may or may not get the right word. You may have studied it, you know. And that's where I just feel like it's this huge metaphor for life. It is funny. It is tragic. It is honest. And it's at the end of the day, it's all about sort of winning or losing.
Okay. Six languages. Here we go.
Miss Park speaks five languages.
No, I don't.
Don't you?
No.
I speak six languages.
Six.
Every language easy, easy as the recipe for making jello. I speak six languages, and I can say hello in at least seven more.
She's also a champion rugby player.
To excel in athletics is not difficult if one has the temperament. Apparently, I have the temperament. Mozart more.
As we listen to this music, I do notice that there's orchestration, and that's one of the great things about Theater by the Sea, is that they have live versus dead, live musicians.
We do. Like, our live music initiative is part of our overall goal of resurrecting this theater and keeping it open, is keeping that tradition of live music. And it gives us a really great opportunity to employ actual musicians too, which mm-hmm. these are jobs that are getting harder and harder to come by.
Sure.
So it works great for everybody.
That's excellent. And you also have a camp for kids this summer, as you've had. Well, this is actually a little bit different this year, right?
This is our first year. We have 1 2-week session.
There's You've only had kids' performances in the past.
That's right. Part of our children's theater festival.
Right.
But this is actually a camp where the kids will come in and they'll do lessons during the day, and it will culminate after a 2-week session with a performance on the Theater by the Sea stage.
So there's an opportunity if you have children that are interested in theater. How do they find out about that? Same phone number and website?
Yep, go on the website, theaterbythesea.com. There's a few days left. About 2 weeks left of registration. A couple of spots are still open. And we're just excited to bring this as part of our bigger mission of sort of integrating the education and the music and the opportunities for kids.
Great. Lisa, tell us about the song that I just see here is listed as finale. So I'm presuming this is the finale.
It is the finale, and we have already decided who is the winner, which luckily is not revealed in the song to you, so you could still come to see the show and be surprised at the ending. But it's the celebration at the end of the show where we just figure out who the winner is.
We'll listen to Finale and Be Back. It's not really our finale. It's just the title of the song.
At the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
So when we were off air just a moment ago, I asked you a question and you had a great answer that I'd like you to repeat. Not putting any pressure on you, and you don't have to say it before you spell it. But I asked you what it was like to work here at Theater by the Sea, and you made some great comments. Tell us.
Well, one of the things I just think, as an actor, I'm just so happy to be back. And I've done summer stock and I've done theater all over the nation, and something that makes me really want to always come back to Theater by the Sea is just how well it works as a team. And it's just the whole company is full of really kind and talented people. And the magic of theater, especially musicals, is that when you watch a performance, sure, you're watching that actor on stage, but really you're watching months and months of preparation and work from everybody behind the scene to make that one moment work.
Right. The lighting, the sound, everything. Everybody involved in the whole production. Quite a team effort.
Exactly. And it's very special here. It's not just like any other theater, because a lot of times I'll work theaters and I'll think, I got paid. It was a job. I can't. Right. I don't know if I'll go back, but Theater by the Sea is a place that I always want to come back to. And I also feel that same sentiment is felt from the audience members too, because everybody always says, oh, I remember you from Three Rotten. And I just think it's just really the theme of teamwork, as far as the audience members being, and you even, Mike too, being a team member that makes this theater work.
Sure. It's a great ensemble cast of the people that run the operation. And Amy, that's a tribute to you mostly. Every person that's come in here that you brought with you, every actor, has said a similar thing in some way or another, how much they just love being here. And that's a great tribute to you and to the people involved with Ocean State Theater Company, Theater by the Sea. And
well, thank you. It's nobody does theater alone. And if I could just say, take that one step further, that if there are people out there that haven't been down to Theater by the Sea, you're really not just what we do, but you're really missing out on a Rhode Island experience. You're missing out on the opportunity to build these beautiful memories. And so come down and check it out.
It's not only Rhode Island, it's a New England thing that you just have to do. It's on the must do list. So check it out, theaterbythesea.com, and the phone number is
401-782-TKTS, which is also 8587.
Thank you, Amy, for being here once again.
Thanks, Mike.
And Lisa, a special thanks to you for coming in during your busy rehearsal schedule and taking time to be with us.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go out listening to the song we started the program with, as much as we have time for. I do want to say that Friday night, we are going to be debuting a new show on WCRI, a new jazz program with Joe Perillo. So tune in Friday night if you're a jazz fan and listen to Joe Perillo, Jazz After Dinner.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, my parents keep on telling me, just being here is winning, although I know it isn't so.
But it's a very nice, very, very nice,
very, very, very nice, very nice beginning.
Our winner here last year, Chip Tolentino, Myth Brady, and our youngest competitor, Logan Schwartz and Grubinier.
At the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Game, the hosts stand when they announce my name,
Leif Coney Bear,
and try and keep from shaking.
Alas, his shaking will not pass,
cause it's a very big, very fraught, simple, but it's not, it's a very big
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.